Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
You'll hear Super Bowl 53 this Sunday, right here on 104.5 The Zone, 5:30. Welcome back to Radio Row. Our coverage from Super Bowl 53 Radio Row at the World Congress Center in Atlanta, brought to you by Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery and the Low T Center. You'll hear Kevin Harlan on the call with Westwood One and the radio coverage for Super Bowl 53, and he joins us now. Kevin, always great to have you on.
Great,
how are you?
Great to be on, and I will tell you that of all the places that we do games, we love Nashville the most. Or I should say my wife. She always comes to Nashville. She loves it, and we love your city. I love your team. I think the best is yet to come.
We just introduced ourselves around, and I couldn't quite hear what you said when I shook hands.
I said, Paul, I read you all the time. You're one of my favorite writers in the NFL.
All right, mic drop. Let's get the hell out of here.
How about that, Paul? How about it?
I promise you, I read you a lot.
If you don't have a membership to the site, you have a complimentary one coming.
Oh, there
right
you go,
ahead.
Kevin. Kevin Harlan, our guest. He will tie the great Jack Buck for the most consecutive Super Bowls called.
Wow.
At 9. And you didn't realize that, right?
I didn't know. A buddy sent me this list. They have. I didn't know where the list came from, and then he told me he got it on Wikipedia, which they've done research, and it is right. Super Bowls 1 through 53, and Buck did actually 17. He did 8 in a row, and then CBS Radio lost the rights. NBC got it, and Cricky did 2 in a row, Don Cricky. Then Jack did 9 in a row. But no broadcaster had ever done 9 in a row, and I am very fortunate to tie the great Jack Buck.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people think that, oh, they moved on, they went somewhere else. It's this. It's the rights. It's the broadcast rights
yes,
that keep
a lot
the broadcasters
of, yes, yes.
from doing the consecutive calls.
Yes, and I think he was cutting back at the time, and Hank Stram was leaving, and I think the time was right for him to go. But the interesting story was my dad, most of his career was with the Green Bay Packers. He was the president of the Packers. Before that, he was with the St. Louis Baseball Cardinals. And as a kid, I used to go on Sunday mornings with my dad when I was like 6, 7, 8 years old. And the broadcasters for the Cardinals were Jack Buck and Harry Carey on KMOX in St. Louis. And as a kid, I would go sit in the back of their booth and on these hot St. Louis summer afternoons and watch them broadcast. Now, little did I know that Jack Buck would have the kind of influence on my career, but I remember it as clear. And it was so hot, they used to take off their shirt and their trousers. And they would do it in their underwear. It was so hot in that
wow.
booth. There was no air conditioning at Busch Stadium.
Now, pants optional.
Wow. Yeah, well, think of the visual. I mean, just close your eyes. Oh, my God. Harry Carey with no trousers on.
And you're stooped right behind him. The whole time
right
the
there,
yeah.
right there. There he was.
Do you maintain some affection for the Packers?
Oh, yes, I
so
do.
So we're curious then, of course, what you think about the Matt LaFleur hire and the direction the organization's
you
heading.
Know, I thought it kind of came, I will be very honest, when we did a lot of Titan games this year, and we always thought Matt was kind of reserved and not. Some coaches come in, like Sean McVay will come in your meeting room, and he will grab you with his words and with his charisma.
Loose.
And just wow you. And then there are others that are more close to the vest, you know. I mean, like the Belichicks of the world. I mean, and I'm not saying that Matt was that way. But Matt was very guarded. He was not, at least in front of us, he was never really outgoing. And I work with Rich Gannon, and we're always trying to, you know. And Rich was always frustrated because Matt never revealed a lot either. Some coordinators will tell us everything. But Matt wouldn't. Which doesn't, it's neither here nor there. But just, you know, your impression about being around someone. So when I saw his name on there, I go, Matt LaFleur, that's interesting. He hasn't even been in Tennessee that long. And now he's going to be a head coach of the Green Bay Packers. But this young coordinator thing is a hot deal now. We see it in Arizona. We saw it in the Rams and Green Bay. I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just saying that seems to be the trend right now.
I like what you said about the production meeting, because we have discussed that as well, and I agree with you. He didn't come across as a guy that could sit in a room with people he didn't know.
You know, presence, right?
Right,
like presence.
Yeah, exactly. And while it's one thing to get good information that you can hold for a broadcast, what you're saying is just the presence in the room and just carrying on a conversation. We always hear he interviews so well. And he clearly does.
He must.
But that did not come across in the presser in Green Bay. And
no, right.
Again,
yeah. Right. His family was right there, too.
Right.
I think his wife, he had a couple kids, if I remember the visual. And listen, I think they'll give him every resource, and he's got one of the great quarterbacks to work with. But well, I think when we first started doing the Titans this past year, it was about, you know, he was the first-time play caller, right? He had never plays before.
Right.
And early on, I think it was a little rough. Did they play in the preseason? I think they might have. Did they play in the preseason, the Packers and the Titans?
Yes, it was the first game at Lambeau.
In Lambeau. I do the Packer preseason games with James Lofton. And and we talked about it then, and we had him early in the season. And we thought, this is really NFL play calling is a different animal. And to be a first-time guy and Vrabel to put him in that position, wow. But he must have proven himself. And you know what? Here's the other thing, and Paul knows this. These scouts, man, it is chirpy chirp, gossipy. They exchange information. Word gets out. Reputations are sometimes built and destroyed by all these scouts and personnel people around the NFL. And they did their due diligence. So what they're saying about him on the inside must be incredibly positive. And oh yeah, he can handle. That's the least of your concerns, play calling, just because he'd been a first-time play caller.
Kevin Harlan, our guest, he's on the play call for Super Bowl 53 on Westwood One.
I remember you talking about it when you did the great call of the naked guy or whatever it was.
I wish you were naked, because then we could have really been descriptive.
He wasn't naked. He was just a guy running on the field. It was so good, and it was so funny.
Yeah.
But now I think a lot of people, me included, hear your voice and automatically go to that,
yeah,
which maybe takes away from some of your other fine and more serious work.
Oh,
so I just wonder, as you hear somebody saying that, if you have any doubts about having done it.
Well, I don't know. You know, my boss was sitting right next to me, and it was a horrible game. It was when the Rams were not the Rams and the Niners were bad, and it was a Monday night game. It was the second of those opening week doubleheaders. It's 21-7, fourth quarter. Nothing was going on. Place was dead, just dead. And but the thing was, the security guys didn't get him. Like, he kept running. Like, and then he ran right through the formation over the slot receiver. And like, no one was tackling. He was running around, and he was doing all this stuff and taking off his shirt and up and down. And, like, they were just, like, watching him. And so he kind of became like, it was like he was a receiver gone the wrong way, gone mad. And anyway, so, yeah, I get it. And I can't do anything about it.
It's fun.
It's part of it, and it is fun. And I guess, at the end of the day, I guess I want people to think that we are having fun up there, and sports should be fun.
Super Bowl 53, 5:30, right here on 104.5.
Was he giving you the cut sign over here? Was this guy doing that?
He was.
Man, I didn't even know who he is.
Got to stay on schedule.
Yeah, right.
He's like the dictator of that movie.
Yeah.
Kevin, whenever we see you in Nashville, we'll reach out on game
day. Great. Mike Keith is a good friend and a wonderful broadcaster.
Agreed.
What was the line he had about, that's why you pay him? That's why you play him, and that's why he play.
Why he's the man.
Yeah, right. Yes. That's why he's the man. I love that call.
Pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah. That was a classic.
Agreed.
He's a terrific broadcaster.
He's got one every week.
He's good, man. He is good.
Kevin Harlan.
Great to be on with you guys.
You are great as well. Coming up. We have
next year's in Miami, by the way. Just FYI.
A little warmer next year.
Yeah, a little different venue. Just to kind of look, something to look forward to.
Yep.
All right. Maybe the Titans will be here, huh?
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah,
I hope so.
We'll see.
Hope so. Thank you, guys.
Yep.